The stock market has made it so that, well, everything looks a little bit worrisome. But there's a difference between worrisome and dangerous. We're going to learn that difference today with David Trainer from New Constructs. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Yep, it's the Danger Zone on Money Life. This is where we're joined by the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. My guest today, David Trainer, founder and president at New Constructs, and they blog about all their Danger Zone picks. So if you want more information on anything you hear us discussing, you go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. But the basics here are that, well, they ask a question that most people don't. Most people look at numbers and take them at face value. They kind of say, yep, here it is from the top down and whatever. But at New Constructs, they dig in from the bottom up and they are asking a different question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It is possible. And when forensic accounting meets cash flow analysis, well, sometimes it finds that the picture is not as it looks from the top down. That's misleading and de facto dangerous. Again, newconstructs.com to find out how it works. David Trainer, great to have you back on Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
The riskiest dividend stocks.
Danger, danger.
The riskiest dividend stocks. Now, I am sure there are going to be a couple of examples, but let's maybe first define what makes a risky dividend stock. Because right now, with interest rates going to zero, everybody is crunching and cramming on the dividend payers.
Yeah, exactly. And this is why we decided to bring our robo-analyst into play here to help us identify specifically those firms with the highest dividend yields, because those are the ones that people are going to be paying the most attention to, but whose cash flows are the worst. And so what we did is we went through the universe, and we've got 30 risky dividend-yielding stocks in our report. And we'll touch on a couple here. But what we went through and did is say, okay, look, these are stocks that have been promising high dividends for a long time. And they haven't had the cash flow in good times in the last few years to pay that dividend. So they've either had to borrow or draw on cash reserves. So we think these are the stocks whose dividend yields are at most risk, because if they couldn't make enough money to pay the dividend in the good times, they're certainly going to have a challenge in the bad times. And so we went through our universe and identified a bunch of those. All of these firms have free cash flow yields that are negative, and cumulative five-year free cash flow that's less than their dividend payments over the last 5 years, right? So they've effectively been unable to support the dividend with the cash flow of the business over the last 5 years. And then we also look at net debt, right? So if a firm hadn't been able to pay its dividend for a long time, but they had a ton of cash in the books, well, then maybe they're still going to be able to make it through the tough time. But we further narrow the universe down to firms whose debt meaningfully exceeds their cash as a percent of market cap, so that we're really identifying stocks that don't have the funding either on hand to pay the dividend.
So let's talk about an example or two, because there are going to be some big name companies that make this list that are among the riskiest, and there are going to be some other companies that, well, they got big dividends, but they're still okay.
Yeah, I mean, some of these are obvious. We got a couple energy companies on there: Murphy Oil, ticker MUR, Noble Energy, ticker NBL. Another one, though, on the industrial side, Ryder Systems, ticker R, Consumer Cyclicals, Dana Incorporated, DAN. All three of those have negative free cash flow yields and dividend yields that are high single digits or double digits. And then again, net debt that's greater than 25% of the market cap. So all those there are in our riskiest group, figure one in the report. And we go into figure two, where we've got net debt as a percent of market cap ranging from 154 to 96%, which is huge, right? Like, these are highly indebted companies with big time dividend yields and then negative free cash flow. A big name that might stand out is MGM Resorts, dividend yield of 4.6% with a free cash flow yield of negative 5%.
It's important for folks to know, I mean, that dividend yield is not outrageous. You're finding this in stocks where somebody might say, oh, I'm not going after the things that have a 9% yield. I'm not going after the stuff where it looks like, wow, this is just on face level, face value. I don't know that you could trust the dividend that's that high. Hey, you know, MGM, big name company, but again, that dividend, not necessarily exorbitant, but exorbitant based on what you find in the underlying numbers.
That's right. Another one that people might find really interesting is Vail Resorts. That one hits close to home because I myself came out to ski for spring break and they had to shut the mountains down, and they shut these mountains down at a peak time. So this is a huge cash flow miss for everybody involved in the skiing community. It's been going to be devastating for these guys. There's no way for Vail Resorts to make up for how much cash flow they're missing during a peak operating part of their annual season.
Vail Resorts, ticker symbol MTN. So is there a particular thing that is your telltale sign? Is there one thing where, if maybe not it's the one that says, it's going to make the most dangerous, but the one that you would say, hey, for anybody out there who's looking at dividend stocks and you're looking at something that's high dividend, is there one number that to you, you know, look at this, make sure you're checking out this particular number so that you're not just saying, I'm going to chase the dividend and chase it into a problem?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's the same number we talk about all the time, Chuck. It's the real free cash flow, right? At some point in time, fundamentals really do matter. I think fundamentals are your only life raft in a tumultuous market, because when everything hits the fan, the only firm ground, the only life raft you can find is fundamentals. If the business has good fundamentals, and by good fundamentals, I mean good free cash flow, business has that, right? Then it's something you can put your head on your pillow at night and sleep and know, okay, we're good, you know, because markets are going to go up and down. We can't control that. We can't predict that all the time, for sure. The only thing we can do, and that we have a fiduciary duty to ourselves or to our clients to do, is to make sure we invest in companies that got real fundamentals. Otherwise, what else are you investing in? And so, you know, when it's dividends, whether it's capital appreciation, understand free cash flow.
David, great stuff. And I have to point out, up next on Money Life, Brian Bollinger will be here for the market call. Who is he? He's the president of Simply Safe Dividends. So, yeah, it couldn't be more timely, because it's what everybody is looking for. It's what we're talking about on the show. And again, there is a lot more information at newconstructs.com. David Trainer, thanks so much for joining us to talk about it.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer is the president and founder at New Constructs. Go to newconstructs.com for more information. They blog about their danger zone picks, all those tickers that we were discussing. Yeah, they're all in that report. You can check it out at their website. I've told you what's coming next. It's more dividend talk. Brian Bollinger from Simply Safe Dividends. He's coming up with the market call when we come back right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.